It's 8:44 here in the studio. It's the West Plains R7 update for Thursday. We've got a passel of people in here this morning. And at the head of the group is Ashley Cooley, the activities director at West Plains Schools, to talk about an event coming up this weekend. But others can chime in on this, too. Ashley, we'll start off by saying, first of all, thank you for coming over to talk about an event this weekend. But this is a part of an event that's coming up in the month of February. Talk about that, if you would.
That's right. So we are excited again to partner with Ozarks Healthcare as well as West Plains Bank and Trust Company to host the Lady Zizzer Basketball Pink Out event. The event will take place on Thursday, February 8th at West Plains High School. We will be playing Parkview High School, a two-game night starting at 5:30. But to precede the big Pink Out event, we have some featured small fundraising efforts that are going to precede that, and one being the 5K 1 mile run and walk this Saturday, January 6th at Ozarks Healthcare, the main entrance, starting at 8 a.m. And we are encouraging all of our community members to come out and participate in that race or walk, whichever you prefer. You can do pre-registration through our online event page that we have through Facebook, the Lady Zizzer Basketball Pink Out 5K 1 mile race or walk event group that we have created. Or if you do not want to pre-register, we will take registration the morning of, starting at 7:15 at the main campus of Ozarks Healthcare. And then following the race, if that's not for you, if you're not interested in participating in the run or walk, we are going to, our friends at Ozarks Healthcare is going to offer a pancake and sausage breakfast at the cafe located inside the main entrance at the hospital for a minimum of $5 donation. So whichever suits your fancy, we would love to have the community support in coming out for both of those events on Saturday morning.
I mentioned, let me turn my mic off. I mentioned Sammy being here to my immediate left. We got other people in here. Tell us who all we have with us here this morning.
So we have Sammy representing our girls basketball program as well as Ozarks Healthcare. We have Iva with Ozarks Healthcare Oncology Department. We have Kate Tyree with West Plains Bank and Trust Company, as well as Coach Scott Womack, head girls basketball coach at West Plains High School.
Okay, let's give everybody a chance to talk about this a little bit. Sammy Radosovich to my immediate left. A lot of things have gone into raising money for the Pink Out Night over the last few years. Is this a new event, or is this something you've been doing for a while?
The Pink Out event, or
no,
the race?
The race.
The race is a new addition to Pink Outs. So, as usual, we have a huge goal. The last 3 years, we've raised over 20,000. So we're just trying to get to that 20,000. So we're getting creative and trying to come up with some new things. So we thought, what better than, you know, new year, people having some goals to get healthy. So we want to offer this race opportunity and just try to get to our over $20,000 goal.
Between West Plains Bank and Trust Company and all the individuals that pitch in to make this a success, it continues to grow. But to keep it growing, you've got to add more to it. And this is a great, and what better town to have a fundraising run walk than West Plains, right?
We feel like that our community does like to support different events like this. And we've just been grateful for the help of Alicia Gunner. She's helped us because she's an expert at these races. And then Ozarks Healthcare for hosting the event. It's just a team effort. Pink Out would not be what it is without all of our sponsors, West Plains Bank and Trust. They just go above and beyond to make it you know, what it is. So we are so thankful for all those sponsors.
Looks like Kate talked here just a little bit from West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and it just seems like a couple of weeks ago that I was over at the bank interviewing everybody to, you know, put on our website about the Pink Out, and here it is all over again, and I'm sure you guys are as pumped up about this as you ever have, maybe more so.
We absolutely are. This is a really special year because, well, last year, to start off with, we raised $20,200 at the 2023 Lady Zizzer basketball game. So we have a fundraising goal of trying to raise $20,000 or more each year. West Plains Bank and Trust Company has sponsored this event since 2019, and we've helped raise approximately $85,600 with all proceeds benefiting Ozarks Healthcare. And I say that this is a really exciting year because given we reached that $20,000 goal, and actually under, we are hoping to exceed $100,000 this year in funds raised since our partnership began with sponsoring Pink Out.
And it is all hands on deck at the bank with this thing, isn't it?
Yes. Our employees get so fired up to volunteer at the game. They're super excited to help out with the Pink Out run. Tomorrow, actually, there is a fundraising effort where Ozarks Healthcare Foundation is donating all proceeds from the Starbucks coffee shop. And the coffee shop is open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., but all of our employees are excited to go get their coffee and help support this goal, knowing that the funds go directly back into our local healthcare.
Excellent, Kate. Let's have Iva talk just a little bit. I don't know if she's... Are you ready to give us some lowdown on this? Why is this so important when it comes to the fight against cancer over at Ozarks Healthcare?
When patients come in for cancer treatment, they automatically start seeing the dollar signs go around. And we provide that gap closing between insurance and what the patients can do for themselves financially. It doesn't matter what income level is, we are able to sit down and speak with the patients and talk to them about what their needs are. And because of the efforts of the Zizzard basketball team, we are able to provide many of the assistance to those folks.
This is a vitally important thing then.
Absolutely.
All right. Iva, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Who's the only person we haven't talked to here? Let's get that old fella up here closer to the microphone. Scott Womack, the head coach of the Lady Zizzers. Scott, this has just taken on kind of a life of its own since it began. And who would have guessed that we'd be doing this long for this long and raising this kind of money in the fight against cancer?
Yeah, I never dreamed of it getting to this point. When we started 11 years ago, it was me, Sammy, and I think Jenny Campbell. Yeah. And three of us trying to do it all, you know, and the girls jump in and do a great job selling shirts. And, you know, we're up to selling 700-800 shirts a year. But the first year, I think, was around $2,500 is what we was able to raise. So for us to basically make 10 times that right now, it's unbelievable. But it all comes back to the people that's got involved. And when you get a sponsorship like West Plains Bank, who's just been unbelievable to work with, and then we get Sean Duggins and DRS and the Garretts. I know Sammy mentioned a bunch of them, but it wouldn't be possible without all those sponsors. And then, like I said, the girls, they really get involved with it, and it's exciting for them to do, and it's something that they can give back to the community. And I think everybody is affected in some way. Family member or something with cancer. So I think it's something that's personal for most, and so they really get into it. But it's just an unbelievable event for our community, and I'm really proud of the Zizzer, Lady Zizzer basketball team for getting involved with it.
Scott, thanks a lot for coming over to talk about this morning. Well, I'll take just a second here as we start to wrap it up. Ashley, one more time, would you mind going over the ins and the outs of what people can do, how they sign up for the race on Saturday, if they'd like to be a part of that?
Absolutely. They can access the event that's been created on our Facebook page. They can access that through the Zizzers West Plains Schools Facebook page, as well as West Plains Bank and Trust Facebook page. I believe Ozarks Healthcare has also shared the event for pre-registration for the race on Saturday. If you prefer not to pre-register, we can do race day registration beginning at 7:15 at the entrance of Ozarks Healthcare. The race is expected to start at 8 a.m. with the breakfast following the race at 9 a.m. at Grill 59, located inside Ozarks Healthcare.
All right. Outstanding. So this is going on this Saturday, and very simple to be a part of it. And there's lots of events, and there's going to be other stuff going on between now and February the 8th for the basketball game, right?
That's correct. Yes. And then don't forget about Starbucks Coffee Day tomorrow at Ozarks Healthcare. All proceeds tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. will be donated to the cause.
All right. Ashley, Sammy, who else we got? Kate, Iva, and the guy standing back here, Scott Womack. Y'all are... It's just great. It's just talking about a great community event. This is the definition of it, and we sure appreciate you guys coming in here to talk about it this morning. And we'll talk about it a lot more between now and then, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Ashley, thank you, and thanks to everybody for coming in this morning. It's 8:53 KDY.